This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that from health to social security, the country is moving ahead with the feeling of saturation in every field, which is also a great picture of social justice. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program of Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said that social security is one of the biggest coverages in the world, as around 95 crore people of the country are getting the benefit of some or the other social security schemes. Prime Minister Modi also mentioned about the WHO declaring India trachoma-free, saying it is the result of the hard work of lakhs of people who fought this disease tirelessly without a break. Talking about the emergency, the Prime Minister said, with the power of public participation, big crises can be confronted, and it was the strength of the people that they did not bow down, did not break down, and did not accept any compromise with democracy. He said those who imposed the emergency not only murdered the constitution, but they also had the intention to keep the judiciary as their slave.
आप कल्पना कर सकते हैं वो दौर कैसा था? Emergency लगाने वालों ने ना सिर्फ हमारे संविधान की हत्या की, बल्कि उनका इरादा न्यायपालिका को भी अपना गुलाम बनाए रखने का था। इस दौरान लोगों को बड़े पैमाने पर प्रताड़ित किया गया था। इसके ऐसे अनेक उदाहरण हैं, जिन्हें कभी भी भुलाया नहीं जा सकता। जॉर्ज फर्नांडिस साहब को जंजीरों में बांधा गया था। अनेक लोगों को कठोर यातनाएं दी गई।
Mr. Modi said, Bodoland in Assam today stands out in the country with a new face and a new identity. He said the energy and confidence that the youth there have is mostly visible on the football field. To mark the 50th anniversary of the imposition of emergency, a period remembered as one of the darkest chapters in India's democratic history, different programs are being held around the country. During the period, people who were imprisoned under MISA or MISA are being felicitated. The Odisha government has ordered a high-level administrative inquiry into the deaths due to stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple at Shardabali in Puri that occurred early this morning. Development Commissioner of Odisha, Anu Garg, will probe into the tragic incident in which three devotees, including two women, died and many others sustained serious injuries. The mishap took place this morning when a massive crowd had gathered for darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra on their respective chariots, Nandi Ghosh, Tal Dhwaj and Dev Dalan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated that the government's firm resolve to eradicate Maoism from the country is by the next year. He made it clear that no dialogue will be held with armed left-wing extremists. Addressing a Kisan Sammelan in Nizamabad after inaugurating the National Turmeric Board headquarters, Mr. Shah requested Maoists to surrender and integrate into the national mainstream. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has directed the Railway Board to initiate the implementation of preparing reservation charts 8 hours prior to train departure in a phased manner. This move will reduce uncertainties for passengers with waitlist tickets. It will also provide more time to make alternative arrangements in case the waitlist is not confirmed. Mr. Vaishnaw emphasized that the ticketing system should be smart, transparent, accessible and efficient. Railways is undertaking a series of steps to make ticket booking easier. The new upgraded modern passenger reservation system is designed to handle 10 times the current load. The Railways Ministry said the new reservation system is capable of generating over 150,000 rail tickets per minute, which is about 5 times the current capacity of 32,000 tickets. A team of National Commission for Women led by Dr. Archana Majumdar today visited the Law College in Kolkata in connection with the alleged gang rape case. Meanwhile, the Kolkata police have formed a special investigation team led by an assistant commissioner of police to probe it. Police have arrested 4 persons, including a security guard, in the case. Foreign investors pumped more than 13,107 crore rupees into Indian equity markets last week amid easing global geopolitical and trade tensions. According to data from NSDL, net inflows by FPIs have now reached 8,915 crore rupees for the month of June. And that is the end of this news bulletin.